Hello, my name is John Peaty, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today, I'll be reading Revelation chapter 22, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the NIV version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Eden restored. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. John and the Angel, verse 6. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your fellow prophets, and with all who keep the words of this scroll, worship God.' Then he told me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy and this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to do vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right, and let the holy person continue to be holy.'" Epilogue, Invitation and Warning, verse 12. "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, and they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen." My devotional is entitled, God's Final Words, Eden Restored and His Promise Fulfilled. Revelation 22 closes the Bible with a beautiful vision of hope, showing that God's story ends with joy and restoration. John sees the river of the water of life, and on each side the trees of life. The description is one of perfect peace and abundance, and assures us that God will bring closure with a perfect and joyful ending in His presence. This final chapter promises that there will no longer be any suffering. In God's restored creation, there is no darkness, pain, or separation. The leaves of the tree are for healing of the nations, symbolizing complete wholeness and peace. For those who carry grief, illness, or injustice, this passage declares it will not always be this way. The angel affirms that the words of this prophecy are trustworthy and true, found in verse 6, urging us to believe them and live accordingly. In a world where truth is often distorted, God's word remains a steady anchor. Believing means more than just agreeing. Rather, it means we need to allow His promises to shape our decisions, attitudes, and perseverance. Three times Jesus says, I am coming soon, verses 7, 12, and 20. This is not meant to create fear, but instead stir expectancy. His return is certain, and each day brings us closer to seeing Him face to face. Living with that as a reality changes how we endure hardship, love others, and use our time. This chapter matters deeply in today's world. We live in a time of conflict, moral confusion, and uncertainty. Revelation 22 reminds us that history is not spiraling without purpose. Rather, God is leading it towards His perfect conclusion. It assures us that the struggles of this world are temporary and that our hope is eternal. We can apply this truth daily by living with eternity in view, making choices that reflect lasting values rather than temporary gain. We can anchor ourselves in Scripture, extend Christ's invitation to those who are spiritually thirsty, and persevere with confidence, knowing the end of the story is secure. Ultimately, Revelation 22 teaches us that God is faithful, His promises are certain, and our brokenness will be fully redeemed in Christ. He is the God who longs to dwell with His people, who heals every wound, and who replaces every sorrow with joy. Until that day, we live trusting His grace to sustain us until we meet Him face to face. Please join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank You for the promise that You are coming soon. Help me to live with eternity in mind, to keep Your word close to my heart, and to invite others to know You. Strengthen me to endure trials with hope, knowing that one day You will wipe away every tear and heal every hurt. Keep my eyes fixed on You until the day I see You face to face. Amen.